模拟卷六 Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paperAnd decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Would you like anything to drink, sir?
Yes, I think so. This lady will have a cup of tea and I'll have a beer.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? 2.I have plenty of good ideas, but I haven't been able to organize them clearly. May I hand in the paper a few days late?
You know that I always prefer a well-written paper, even if it is late.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Do you walk to work every day?
No, it is too far to walk. There's a bus going right by my house. But when it rains or when the bus is crowded, I do wish I had a car.
Question. How does the woman usually go to work? 4. Yes, madam. What seems to be the problem?
I'd like to report a theft. It's my car. It's been stolen.
Question. What's probably the man's occupation?
5. What about going for a bike ride? It stopped raining half an hour ago.
But the road might still be wet.
Question.What does the man mean?
6. What did you feel about your math test, Helen?
I finished it within only half an hour.
Question. What does Helen imply?
7.I'm moving to a new place tomorrow. Could you possibly give me a hand?
Sure. Why not ask some more people in the office if they are free too?
Question. What is the man's suggestion for the woman? 8. Don't you think his talk was boring?
No, not at all. He gave us plenty of facts.
Question.What does the man think of the talk? 9. Jim, I can see that you simply couldn't give up smoking.
Nonsense. Smoking is the easiest thing in the world to give up. I've done it hundreds of times.
Question. What can we learn from this conversation?10. The front door to the lab was unlocked on Saturday morning.
Really? That's strange.
Question. What can be inferred from this conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A survey conducted by Lifestyle magazine asked 100 people between the ages of 18 and 44 to describe their preferences in the categories of food, weekends, vacations, and music. The survey shows that as we age, our ideas about having fun age too. In the 18 or 24 age group, pizza was rated as the number one food. It was rated second in the 25 to 34 age group. People between 25 and 34 said they preferred foreign foods like Thai and Japanese. People between 35 and 44 liked to eat low-fat foods like fruits and vegetables that often described themselves as vegetarians. Those between 18 and 24 rated partying as the number one weekend activity, while the 25 to 34 range group said that their favorite way to spend the weekend was hiking or skiing. People between the age of 35 and 44 said that relaxing with the family was the best way to spend the weekend. In the category of vacations, the 18 to 24 set rated going to the beach as the best way to spend a vacation, while the 25 to 34 years old preferred traveling overseas. The last age group said they enjoyed short trips by car to local sites. Alternative music was ranked number one by the 18 to 24-year-olds, while the 25 to 44-year-olds chose 1960s and 70s rock music.
Now listen again, please.
A survey conducted by Lifestyle magazine asked 100 people between the ages of 18 and 44 to describe their preferences in the categories of food, weekends, vacations, and music. The survey shows that as we age, our ideas about having fun age too. In the 18 or 24 age group, pizza was rated as the number one food. It was rated second in the 25 to 34 age group. People between 25 and 34 said they preferred foreign foods like Thai and Japanese. People between 35 and 44 liked to eat low-fat foods like fruits and vegetables that often described themselves as vegetarians. Those between 18 and 24 rated partying as the number one weekend activity, while the 25 to 34 range group said that their favorite way to spend the weekend was hiking or skiing. People between the age of 35 and 44 said that relaxing with the family was the best way to spend the weekend. In the category of vacations, the 18 to 24 set rated going to the beach as the best way to spend a vacation, while the 25 to 34 years old preferred traveling overseas. The last age group said they enjoyed short trips by car to local sites. Alternative music was ranked number one by the 18 to 24-year-olds, while the 25 to 44-year-olds chose 1960s and 70s rock music.
Questions 11. Which food may the people aged between 25 and 34 prefer?
What was the most popular vacation for a 40-year-old person?
13. What kind of music did the people in their 30s like best?
14 through 16 are based on the following news.
A huge tornado catches a woman trapped in her vehicle and carries her a quarter of a mile from town. The woman suffered a broken leg and a minor neck injuries, but she was more worried about her cat swept away by the storm. She's offering $1,000 reward for the cat. Bad news for Britain. Adding milk to tea ruins the health benefits of the drink, according to a German study. Tea is believed to help relax and enable a smoother flow of blood. Scientists at the Charity Hospital in Berlin tested a kind of black tea on 16 healthy women volunteers aged more than 50. The study points out that milk prevents tea from carrying out health-making work. This could explain why Britain, a nation where almost everybody adds milk to their cup, fails to make headway against a kind of heart disease. A series of bombings at three Western hotels in Amman, the capital of Jordan, on November 9th caused 58 deaths. A terrorist organization has claimed the responsibility for the attacks. The question why was immediately raised after the attacks. Its foreign policy might be able to explain why Jordan became the target. Jordan is a friendly country of the United States and has worked closely with Washington in the war on terrorism, especially since the 9/11 attacks. Now, listen again, please. A huge tornado catches a woman trapped in her vehicle and carries her a quarter of a mile from town. The woman suffered a broken leg and a minor neck injuries, but she was more worried about her cat swept away by the storm. She's offering $1,000 reward for the cat. Bad news for Britain. Adding milk to tea ruins the health benefits of the drink. According to a German study, tea is believed to help relax and enable a smoother flow of blood. Scientists at the Charity Hospital in Berlin tested a kind of black tea on 16 healthy women volunteers aged more than 50. The study points out that milk prevents tea from carrying out health-making work. This could explain why Britain, a nation where almost everybody adds milk to their cup, fails to make headway against a kind of heart disease. A series of bombings at three Western hotels in Amman, the capital of Jordan, on November 9th caused 58 deaths. A terrorist organization has claimed the responsibility for the attacks. The question why was immediately raised after the attacks. Its foreign policy might be able to explain why Jordan became the target. Jordan is a friendly country of the United States and has worked closely with Washington in the war on terrorism, especially since the 9/11 attacks.
Questions 14. Which can be the best headline for news item 1?
What is the second news story about?
16. Why was Jordan attacked?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. And I realized we were completely lost, but at least we got there in the end.
Funny you should say that, because a similar thing happened to me one time when I was abroad. We were actually doing a concert in this bar in Germany.
Really?
I was actually about to appear on stage, you know, with the band, and I just thought, I'll just go out for a little walk and get some fresh air, because I had about half an hour before we had to go on.
Uh-huh.
And I went out, you know, had a look around, walked around for a bit, and then I decided to go back, and I couldn't find it. It was about 2 minutes before we were supposed to start.
No, you're joking.
Yeah, I thought, what am I going to do?
Could you ask for directions?
Well, I tried. I asked this old woman, but she didn't speak English, and I don't speak German.
Don't you? Oh, right.
And then I realized I couldn't remember the name of the bar, or the street it was on, or anything. So, you know, I was in the middle of a town I didn't know, not knowing the language, and luckily I saw someone wearing one of our T-shirts. He was obviously going to the concert, so I sort of followed him back to the bar.
Wow, that was lucky. Thank goodness.
And when I got there, the guys were like, "Where have you been? We thought you'd run out on us." Anyway, we managed.
Now listen again, please. And I realized we were completely lost, but at least we got there in the end.
Funny you should say that, because a similar thing happened to me one time when I was abroad. We were actually doing a concert in this bar in Germany.
Really?
I was actually about to appear on stage, you know, with the band, and I just thought, I'll just go out for a little walk and get some fresh air, because I had about half an hour before we had to go on.
Uh-huh.
And I went out, you know, had a look around, walked around for a bit, and then I decided to go back, and I couldn't find it. It was about 2 minutes before we were supposed to start.
No, you're joking.
Yeah, I thought, what am I going to do?
Could you ask for directions?
Well, I tried. I asked this old woman, but she didn't speak English, and I don't speak German.
Don't you? Oh, right.
And then I realized I couldn't remember the name of the bar, or the street it was on, or anything. So, you know, I was in the middle of a town I didn't know, not knowing the language, and luckily I saw someone wearing one of our T-shirts. He was obviously going to the concert, so I sort of followed him back to the bar.
Wow, that was lucky. Thank goodness.
And when I got there, the guys were like, "Where have you been? We thought you'd run out on us." Anyway, we managed. Questions. 17. What was the woman talking about at the beginning of the conversation?
What did the man do in the bar in Germany?
19. How did the man find his way back to the bar?
20. What do we know about the man?